Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Thinking Outside of the Box. All right. And obviously, this is our Halloween edition. We are dressed like witches today. Don't make any comments if you think that the rest of the year. But anyways, this is what we're wearing right now because we're talking about fraud. And fraud is scary, and we don't want you to get spooked. And I've got the great person on here to talk about fraud today. Tony, tell us about yourself. Tony Warburton.
So I am the BSA and Fraud Manager here at Platte Valley Companies. I've been with Platte Valley Companies for almost 5 years now, but I've been in banking for 17 years.
Wow. You're a baby.
Baby.
Absolutely. Well, good. We're so glad you're part of our team here.
Thank you.
So thank you. And we're going to get into some great fraud topics, but first we got to talk about the drink. We've got our boo juice here. Our drink is called the Purple People Eater, and it's more like a punch, so we never know if it's good or not because I don't pre-try it in advance, but it's grenadine, blue Gatorade, Sprite, lemon juice, and if you want to add more purple to it, you can add food coloring. I actually didn't because I felt like it was purple enough for a Purple People Eater, so taste it, and then we're going to rate it at the end. You can say what you think of it. We're just not rating it yet.
I am Purple People Eater. One.
All right, I can't wait to hear the rating at the end of this. Maybe it's getting watered down already. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and get started. Let's dive right into the topic here. So I know there's always questions what the difference between being hacked and scammed is. So I think that's a good question to start with. Can you talk to us about that?
So being hacked is that the fraudsters got into the system. Or being scammed is you were convinced into giving out the information. So it's a matter of coming in versus going out. So
yes.
So when we had like the tech scam going around and people were giving out their, getting into their online banking, Platte Valley was not hacked.
Yes.
But the people were being scammed. So that's the difference.
Thank you for explaining that because it is confusing. Absolutely. So I guess if a customer comes in, and what are things that we should look for that should arouse our suspicion that maybe they have fallen for a scam?
Yeah. So the biggest thing is, this is why knowing our customers is so important. So you know your customers, you know that Frank comes in every payday and takes out $250 in cash like clockwork. And then all of a sudden Frank starts coming in and taking out his life savings. And so that should arouse your suspicion when they're doing something outside of the norm of what they normally do. And then there's the who are they? So like that's why their occupation being put on Silver Lake is so important so that we know that who they are, what kind of income they're going to be having, what kind of outgoing that they're going to be having because, like, you know, a self-employed beautician spends their money a lot differently than a railroader.
Great point.
When you have, you know, a cook at a restaurant who's bringing in $4,000 to $8,000 in cash every week, that's not usual for most cooks, unless they're cooking something other than food. Then there's also, you know, a retired teacher wiring out $90,000 out of her account. That's not something that a retired teacher would do. So there's both the what does the customer themselves do, and then what do other customers in a similar position do?
Yeah, that is a great point. And I think in general, we do a good job of knowing our customers, but I do like those tips just as a reminder. And just because we're kind of talking along these lines, I know the sweetheart scam is one of the top scams anyway. Let's just go over that really quick and how that goes with what we're just talking about.
So that's somebody who has found a always online friendship. It doesn't always have to be a boyfriend, girlfriend thing. And it's not always found on a dating site.
Yes.
Sometimes it's just you're both friends in the same, you know, Facebook group.
Yeah.
Where they start convincing somebody to take their money, give them money. And there's some kind of emergency or a family issue, or they're struggling to pay their bills. And, you know, people with their good hearts want to help.
Yeah.
And start giving out money. So one of the things that you can see is people just wiring out a lot of money or cash apping a lot of money, or they start talking about a new person in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not always old people. We sometimes think that it's just the elderly, the lonely elderly people, but it can be, I've seen it with 32-year-olds.
Yeah.
No, that's not old. So so it can be all ages.
Yeah. That's just heartbreaking, really. Mm-hmm. But there's things to look out for, of course. And so if someone does call, though, and they tell you they've been scammed, what's a good, what can we tell our employees, our associates, like some good tips to help if they call with that?
So we have a really great resource out on our intranet. We have the Fraud Playbook, and it is a very simple walkthrough of everything that all kinds of scams that we have that come up, and what you can do and how to direct the customers, how to help secure their account, how to report that behavior so that maybe they can get their money back or at least stop losing money.
Yeah.
So the Fraud Playbook's out on the internet. We just updated it. So it's
great.
Quick reference for you.
Okay. So that check out that Fraud Playbook. I think that's good for everybody to check out. Mm-hmm. We all deal with it in different ways with different customers.
Right.
Okay. That's good tip right there. So just some tips in general, how to protect yourself, how to protect the customers. Got some good tips for us there?
So just be suspicious. Be aware of things. What you normally get for yourself, what kinds of communications you respond to, what kind of communications that you're giving out, what kind of information you're putting out there in the world. I am a big advocate of credit freezes. So it's not just what are you giving out, but if hackers have obtained your information from some other source, like the National Public Database hack that just happened.
Social Security one.
So if you put a credit freeze on them, and on our intranet, there's links for how to walk through how to do credit freezes.
I think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, and just some of the things, like we always see, everyone's clicking on those links and they'll text, and that's the main one right now.
Yeah, it's so easy because we live in such a fast-paced environment where information is coming at you so fast that sometimes yes. people don't have time to think about what they're responding to. You're just, oh, yeah, that package. Oh, I am expecting a package. I want to get that Halloween costume for my kids out there.
Oh, got delivered to the wrong address. Yeah. Let me just click on this, and then they got you.
Yep.
So,
amazing.
Oh, it is. So, yeah, good tips there. Anything else we want to talk about? Like just being careful on social media?
Yeah, social media of what you're putting out there when you're sending out when you've got kids' birthdays and things like that, because that could help hackers find your password.
Yeah, exactly. Well, those are good tips. Thank you for all that information. Doing something kind of fun. This is our second year. We've expanded it for our Ambassador Club members and beyond. We're doing the last week of October, starting October 29th. We are doing fraud seminars for our customers, and Tony's joining me on those, and so is Lance from our IT department, and then we'll have a personal banker from the locations. So we will have Scott's Bluffs before that. Theirs will be on October 22nd, but the rest are that week. So we're just encouraging you, if you're at one of the Ambassador Club locations, if you can encourage customers to go. It's for Ambassador Club, but it doesn't have to be Ambassador Club members that participate, because we just really want to get that information out there and to protect people. So
okay.
We need everybody to come.
We need
everyone to come and spread the word and not click links and not fall for those type of things. So let's rate the drink and do the fun question. Rate the drink, 1 being the least good, 5 being amazing, 3 right in the middle. I can tell by her face the rating's not as high.
It's a 2 for me, but I know my kids would love it. It's very, very sweet.
Oh, it is sweet, and it is punch like that.
Now that it's watered down, it's better.
I think it was better before. So I'm going to say maybe right in the middle, 3, but a little more Sprite maybe, and I'd be like, all right.
There you go.
Okay. So, okay, fun question. Better draw me a question, hand it to me, and we'll see what it is. Oh, throwing them all around. Okay. Let's get that one. Okay. I did stuff it with some Halloween ones, so hopefully that's one of them. And it is. All right. Okay, tell us, and then I'll do it too, which one of your, either of your favorite Halloween memories with your family or best costumes?
So the best costume we ever had was the Magic Turtle costume.
Magic Turtle.
Magic Turtle costume. We got it for my son when he, for his first Halloween, he was going to be about 10 months old. And it was a turtle, and it was going to be so cute with him crawling around as a turtle with the hat head and the little back thing.
Yeah.
And he started walking the week before Halloween.
Of course.
And it was a horrible toddler costume because it kind of throws you off a little bit. So he hated it. And so we saved it for my daughter because she was only going to be 9 months on her first Halloween. And we thought, no way is she not going to be able to crawl on that.
Yes.
And she was walking 2 weeks before Halloween. So...
So if you want your kids to walk early, get them a turtle costume.
Yes, it's a magic turtle costume.
That is it's truly magic, apparently. I guess mine is my girls and I like to go to Beetlejuice at the theater every year, and we decided to dress up like Beetlejuice, and the picture of her fantastic. My daughter ratted her hair out this big, stuffed herself a fake gut, all those things. My other daughter couldn't go through with it, so she's a... Egyptian princess, but hey, my other daughter and I are Beetlejuice, so they're fun pictures. So we'll try to post those pictures on this post as well, so you can see them. They're fun, but I think that's all for today. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you for having me. This is great.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to protect yourself and protect our customers. Happy Halloween.